MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Bureau of Land Management has announced an oil and gas lease sale of 74 oil and gas parcels, totaling 33,530 acres in New Mexico and Texas, scheduled for May 20th. The parcels include 34 in Eddy County, 24 in Lee County, with 3 in Quay County, 2 in Sandoval County, 1 in Rio Arriba County, and 8 in San Juan County for the New Mexico portion. The BLM completed scoping on these parcels in December of 2025 and held a public comment period that closed in February on the parcels and the related environmental analysis. A 30-day public protest period to receive additional public input opened today and will close on April 20th. And a new report from Wallet Hub ranks New Mexico among the worst states in the nation for physicians, highlighting ongoing challenges in attracting and retaining medical professionals in the state. The rankings evaluated all 50 states in the District of Columbia across 19 key metrics, including physicians' average annual wages, hospitals per capita, malpractice insurance costs, physician burnout rates, and the quality of each state's public hospital system. The worst performing states were New Mexico, Vermont, Maryland, Oregon, Illinois, and the District of Columbia, along with Hawaii, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and New York. New Mexico's low ranking reflects long-standing issues in the state's healthcare system, including doctor shortages, rural access challenges, and high malpractice insurance costs, which have been cited by medical professionals as barriers to practicing in the state. By contrast, the top 10 best states for doctors in 2026 are Montana, Indiana, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. And the City of Roswell's Keep Roswell Beautiful program will help residents celebrate Arbor Day by again handing out free tree and shrub seedlings for those who wish to plant them in their yards or other properties. The giveaway is scheduled 9 to 11 a.m. at the Spring River Zoo, 1306 East College Boulevard in Roswell. The tree and shrub types being given away on a first-come, first-served basis will vary, but they are types that are well adapted to the area and usually do well in the region. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.